Hey everyone, welcome back to Built in a Day. Today we have Joe.
Hello, Jevin.
And myself.
Hello, Jevin.
And our guest. Joe, would you like to introduce our guest?
Well, guest, Jevin, we have a very special guest today. And guess what that guest is?
Tell us.
It's nobody.
Nobody.
This is a fake episode.
Fake episode, but it's a real episode.
It's
but it's fake.
It's a real episode, but it's a meta episode. So basically the idea is right now is that Jevin and I have been doing this podcast for about a year.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. Well, first off, let's give a little congratulations.
A little clap. We actually followed through and did this pretty regularly.
Literally a year. This is, and there's been, we've had what, 15 episodes or something like that come out, but then we've probably got another five that are done or five or six that are done. And then we've got probably there were like 20 or 30 where the people did the first episode, but not the second.
Mm-hmm.
We've recorded, you know, at least 100, meetings with people
Wow. Over
the last year, which is, you know, that's a lot. So, but the purpose of this is we want to see, you know, who's listening.
Right.
What are you getting out of it? And so an idea that we had was to make a fake episode. So you're listening to this, therefore you must be a listener.
By definition.
And the intent of it is to motivate you to reach out to us and say, you know, why you're listening to it, how you came across it, and what you get out of it and why you keep listening to it.
That's it.
That's kind of one thing. Jeff, you want to add to that at all?
Yeah, I think you're bang on. I mean, for me, I'm having a lot of fun doing this. It's great to work with entrepreneurs and idea people to help them move forward. But when it comes to the podcast, we'd really love to grow the audience and help more people to get more into the testing culture. So to do that, we really want to understand our audience and figure out the value that we're providing to our listeners who are there. And so that maybe we could figure out a way to either modify the podcast or do better outreach to find new people. Which is basically just a long-winded thing of what Joe just said.
Okay. Right now, if you're listening to this, if you're a Twitter person, just tweet at Jevy, or do you want to do Jevy or Joe? I guess we'll do both of ours.
Yeah, you can hit us both up.
Okay,
J-E-V-Y is me on Twitter.
I think that's the easiest one. So literally right now, if you're on your iPhone or you're on the internet, just open up Twitter and type in J-E-V-Y and then say yo or something like that. Some way of starting a conversation with us so that we can reach out from you. Or if on email, I'll just give out mine. It's Mellon, M-E-L-L-I-N, dot Joe, J-O-E, at gmail.com. So it's Mellon, M-E-L-L-I-N, dot Joe, at gmail.com. So
mm-hmm.
Like just open up your little device right now and type it in and say, hey, I'm a listener.
Yeah. And then what are we going to do? We're just going to ask them questions, I guess?
Yeah, I think we ask them questions. Well, first off, we'll guarantee to send you a funny GIF. And by GIF as in like a little animated image. I think
right.
We can do that.
Not by mail, just digitally.
Not by mail. Digitally. Well, we could do mail. If they give us really good feedback, I think we could.
We could do that? That's true.
I think I could figure that out.
Uh-huh.
Or at least we could prototype it. Let's see here. We'll tell them a joke.
Yep.
What would be really awesome is if we could have them come on the show and interview them.
Wow.
As to like as a user research on our show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
And then they could come over here. So, is there any other things you want to share with the listeners about?
No, we're leaving it super generic. I think because we're pretty open to feedback.
Yeah.
So let's just see what happens. Let's post this. Well, wait, how are we going to do this? Because we usually do two parts of the episode.
Well, we're just how about we do this? Let's just do one part. And then if we get some interviews from this or we get a follow up from this,
uh-huh.
We can, you know, make the second part of this episode.
Okay, great.
Separate episode.
We'll break the rules of what we typically
break the
do.
Rules here.
I like
there,
it.
There are no rules. Okay. If you're still listening to this and you haven't emailed us,
do it now.
Jevin is going to tell you something that's just so mind-blowing. I don't even know what he's going to say yet, but I feel it swelling inside of him. Welling inside of him? I don't know, something like that. Uprising. He's about to speak right after I'm done about this motivational message. It's kind of like the guy in Braveheart, where he gives like the big speech
right
before they charge at the English people.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so like William Wallace of podcasting is about to speak. So,
okay,
Jevin, take it away.
Yeah. Keep on testing. Okay. All right. Okay. Send us a message right now. As you're listening, send it to Jevy, Jevy on Twitter, or to melon.joe@gmail.com. And let's get a conversation. We really want to make this podcast better for you. So, from Joe and myself, we're going to sign off and talk to you momentarily or something. Okay. Oh, geez.
Well done. Well done. With the William Wallace of podcasting has spoken. I like it.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
And we're out.